News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, Dublin Airport is looking down the barrel of a busy weekend. Not just a busy weekend, potentially the busiest weekend they've ever had. Graham McQueen, Head of Media Relations at DAA, is with us. Graham, give us a sense of the numbers.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy one, Anton. You're talking just over half a million passengers going through on the 4 days between Friday and Monday. So we're expecting around 131,000 to go through on Sunday. That'll be our busiest day. And if we get to that level, that would probably be the busiest day ever in Dublin Airport's history. Our previous busiest day was last August, but it looks like we're heading for record numbers, if not this weekend, certainly over the busy weeks ahead.
Evenly spread through Terminal 1 and Terminal 2, or are you going to be trying to cram them all through T1?
No, there's no cramming. It's going to be a smooth weekend. I think we've been doing over 100,000 now since the start of May. I think we saw last summer every day we were hitting these sorts of numbers. So this is nothing new at Dublin Airport. We're expecting things to run smoothly. Terminal 1 and Terminal 2 are both going to be busy, but passengers flying this weekend can look forward to a good experience at the airport.
Never has a man been more confident in the face of potentially jinxing himself. You really want to say out loud, everything will run smoothly. You want to take that risk, Graham?
I think we're in a pretty good place, Anton. So yeah, I am confident going into the weekend. Look, there's always potential for things to go wrong, but look, in an airport, I think we're in a good place. I think if things do go wrong, we're able to correct them quite quickly these days. We've a good track record. Everybody talks about the bad COVID year that we had, but we've had three really good summers. You take, the last 18 months, 95% plus getting through security in under 20 minutes. So I think passengers are they can rely on Dublin Airport again. That's where we were before COVID. It's where we've got back to. So yeah, expecting that again this weekend.
Where are your pressure points when you're trying to put that many people through? Is it parking?
Parking's okay. We got the former Quick Park site, which is privately owned and operated now. That came back on stream last summer, so that's really helped. That was an extra 6,000 spaces. So our car parks are busy. If you haven't booked your car park and you are travelling this summer, I'd recommend that you do it soon, not only to guarantee your space, but to get the best prices. But we don't see squeeze on car parking this year. We're not going to get to sort of full levels continuously. There will be very busy weekends and very busy weeks in the peak summer. The pinch points would be if we get delays for some reason. There's lots of, at this time of year, there's always air traffic disputes somewhere in Europe. So you may get knock-on delays, and that makes the departure gates that little bit quicker. If a plane doesn't get off the stand as quickly as we'd like, you may get a bit of a backup. But no, things are moving really smoothly so far this month, and we're hoping that that'll continue through the summer.
And is there a sweet spot for you in terms of how busy you want the terminals to be? Because I assume on the one hand, you benefit from significant footfall, but on the other, you get the opportunity to upsell through duty-frees and through restaurants, bars, shops, all the rest of it. So you want people with enough time and space to shop.
Yeah, look, I think everybody's different. Your listeners will know themselves. Some people like to get there early. Some people like to cut it a bit finer and just, make their way through the airport straight to the gate and get on the plane. So our job is to give people options. We've got lounges there for people who want them. They're incredibly busy this summer. Pretty much full right through the summer months. You've other people who want to get a coffee. Other people will arrive maybe a little bit earlier so they can get a dinner, maybe like one of the Italian restaurants in the airport. So it just depends on the individual, really.
On the topic of the lounges, you were doing work on a few of them. Are they all back up and running?
They are all back up and running, and we've got more space than ever. We've got the new Phoenix Lounge in Terminal 1, which has been doubled in size, 350 seats in there. And, we can't keep up. It's really, really busy. Terminal 1, Terminal 2, the lounge is just as busy as one another. We heard some comments recently from Michael O'Leary saying people don't want lounges. It couldn't be further from the truth this summer. People really want that little bit of added value before they're flying this summer.
Now, before I let you go, Graham, I know it is not your responsibility, given that you are focused entirely on the DAA, but let me just pick your brains. There's been reports in respect of Lisbon Airport, particularly, that because of the new passport checks that relate to not being in the Schengen countries, that EU passport holders are having delays of up to 4, 5, 6 hours in some instances. Have you heard anything about that and whether or not Lisbon is getting on top of it?
Yeah, I've seen the news reports. I'm not too sure. We actually run duty-free in a lot of Portuguese airports, so I think it is an issue, but we're hopeful that they'll be able to get to grips with that. Obviously, a lot of Irish people fly to Portugal in the summer in particular, so no issues like that in Dublin, thankfully. We've just rolled out new e-gates in Terminal 1, which are working really well. But yeah, I think there's always that possibility when you're flying to European countries in particular in the summer that there may be some kind of disruption. But look, hopefully that will be rectified soon. And nobody flying from Dublin will have that issue.
Graham, thanks very much for your time. Graham McQueen, Head of Media Relations at DAA.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.